Hi, good afternoon. This is Chaya with Family First Care. This is
Hi,
Jamila.
how are you?
Good, how are you? Okay, I see here that you did speak to Mimi earlier today in regarding to the home care services for Olympia.
Yes.
Okay, so can you just confirm with me your date of birth?
Mine or hers?
Hers.
7/19/1939.
Amazing. So you're interested in starting the enrollment processes for home care services, correct?
Correct.
Amazing. So there's going to be a few steps for this, and I'll be your coordinator and help, you know, you go step by step to make sure everything works out well. In order just to make sure that you will be eligible for this, I just want to confirm with you that she, that she does not have an income more than $2,900 a month.
What if she does not have what?
Does she have an income more than $2,900 a month?
No.
No. And does she have assets more than
$8,000? I don't know if her home is listed as an asset, but I do not believe so because I believe she's in bankruptcy and then she lost it.
Oh, well. She doesn't own it.
Okay.
Does she own her house?
That's the thing. I don't know what it's listed as. I do
but
not believe she
so.
Owns her house. No,
right.
I believe she lost her house.
Got it. Okay, fine. So then, yeah, we can definitely help this get going. So the first step first is that you're going to have to schedule an assessment with the broker, and the broker will come down to the home, and they will, you know, do a little evaluation with her and do an assessment there. Okay?
Okay.
From there will be another assessment, and then we're going to have to work in getting her financials, and then we'll work with the insurance. Okay?
Okay.
So it does take some time, this process. Takes about, like, you know, shortest can take is like 30 days, but it does take some time,
mm-hmm.
you know, for everything to process.
Okay.
When the broker comes down for this first assessment, they will give you a form to fill out by her doctor. Now, instead of you going down to the doctor to fill that out, we have a telehealth where we can schedule that for you, so we can do that for you.
Okay,
now
great.
You schedule, well, you should reach out on this number?
Because it's so hard to get her out the house.
Perfect.
So that would be very helpful.
Yes, sure. So I'll schedule that for you on this number. Are you mm-hmm. always with her?
Not always, no. But I'm only
but
around the corner, so I can get to her quickly.
Okay. Amazing. Now, do you want to take down the broker's number where you can call now to schedule the first assessment?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get a pen. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that's 877 550
okay.
4227. And if you can call today,
mm-hmm.
as soon as we hang up, and then this number that we're on, I was texting. As soon as you hang up the phone with them, text me when the date and time of this assessment that you scheduled.
Okay.
So, and then I'll schedule the telehealth now, okay?
Yeah, can you give me the number I'm supposed to be texting?
This number that we're on.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, it's coming up, potential spam. I don't see a number here.
Oh, interesting. Okay, sure. 267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Okay.
7413.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay.
Yep.
We'll call now. Fine. Perfect. Amazing.
Thank you.
And this is your aunt, right? That we're
She's my
about?
Aunt. Yes.
Okay. Fine. Amazing.
All right.
Okay. Fine.
I'll call
Very
right
good.
Now. Thank
so
you.
You'll just be in touch with us and be on top of this to make sure that everything goes well.
All righty. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Great. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.